It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, and it's made possible by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, Charlie, it's as if you're privy to that constant conversation going on at our house. How do we keep the dog and the squirrels and everything else out of our garden?
Yes, that is a perennial question, not only in your house, but in a lot of houses, especially small space gardens. So I thought I would talk a little bit about it. And of course, the main thing you usually talk about is fencing. But not all fencing is created equal, and not all fencing is the right fencing for your situation. So I thought I'd kind of shed a little bit of light about what kinds of fencing might be best. So a lot depends on your situation. If you have small kids, you know, little kids running around the backyard, or some small little dogs, little poodles or something of that nature, you know, a 2-foot tall wire or mesh or wooden fence is probably fine around your garden. They really just need a little guidance. It's probably not likely that they're going to bowl through it or jump over it or anything. If they see that there's a fence set up there, and of course you want to put this fence up now before you do a lot of planting so they know there's nothing good in there to go looking for, they'll probably be fine. If you have larger kids, or I should say older kids, who sometimes are larger, or larger dogs, then you're going to need to get up something a bit taller, 3 to 4 foot tall, sturdier fence with some good stakes in it. Probably a wire or a wooden fence would be best for that. If you have rabbits and woodchucks that might be coming into your yard, you can take that same 4-foot fence that I just mentioned, but at the bottom of it, take the bottom foot or so and curve it at a 90 degree angle away from your garden. So it's kind of like an L shape, and you create an apron. And then you want to throw some bark mulch or some grass or something on top of that apron that's there. When the woodchuck or the rabbit comes in and thinks that they can't get into this fence, they try to dig down and then they hit the apron, they get very frustrated. If you have a young woodchuck, they might try to climb the fence and go over it. So you don't want to attach the top of that fence to the stakes or poles, because what will happen is that the woodchuck will go up and the weight of the woodchuck's body will pull the fence back down and it'll drop them outside your garden. So that's a cool way to keep those critters out of there. Now, for things like squirrels and chipmunks and cats, no fencing is really going to work. For squirrels and chipmunks, you might have to cover your plants or grow them underneath little bit of hoop houses, you know, with either metal or PVC pipe, and creating a little hoop, just protecting the plants that way, or using repellent sprays. That's probably the two best things to do to keep squirrels and chipmunks away. For cats, what you can do is they're mostly interested in a nice soil. So you can get some brambles or some rose canes and lay them on that soil, especially early in the season. So when they come in and do their business, they're going to get these thorns in their paws and they're not going to like it. So it just takes a little bit of planning, but some of these things can really work to keep all the kids and all the pets happy and keep you happy too.
Yeah, I think we may have to try the covering method of some of our plants just to keep the critters from eating all our strawberries again. So, because we do have fencing up, but they're still able to get in there. So,
yeah, even with coverings, you might have to dig them down in the ground a little bit. You know, so these chipmunks, for example, can be really tenacious if they find something they like.
Here's a question from Lee in Saxon's River. Lee wants to know if his tree peony is alive. He writes, I planted a tree peony exactly as their directions said. I've planted peonies before and have been successful, but I'm still waiting for the tree peony to show some life. My others are poking up as well, but this one has nothing above ground. It's not in a sunny location. Might that be the problem? And if it is alive, how soon should I expect something to come up?
Well, Lee, hopefully by now you've got something. After a week of really warm temperatures last week, you should be seeing some new growth coming out. You know, tree peonies are like shrubs. They are a woody plant. So the growth is going to come out of those stems. Yes, planting it in full sun would be a much better choice, but I've grown tree peonies in part shade and they did okay. So I would say if you're not seeing any green growth coming out by now, you might want to go in there with your pruners and just prune a little bit on the branches, see if there's green inside the stems. If there is, that's a good sign. It'll still probably push out some growth. If it's brown, that's usually not a good sign. So I would cut it down to a point where you start seeing green growth and seeing if you can stimulate it to come back up. If it's dead all the way to the ground, you might have to start all over again.
If you have questions, send them to us, vpr.org, search for All Things Gardening, and submit your question right at the bottom of that post. And also listen again anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.